Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Wake Up Hollywood. Really? I can't even get
you expecting the rooster.
I can't even get the title up.
Wait, start it over. Pretend.
Welcome, everybody, to Wake Up Hollywood. How's everybody doing out there? Just ignore the first 10 seconds of the show.
You didn't like my boing?
No.
Come on. The boing was clever.
It sounds like a boner.
You were totally expecting
it. Sounds like a boner.
Well, I gave you a
Your
cock.
Mom's listening, right?
A cock and a half.
You can actually hear people not listening.
How was your week, Eddie? I feel like you haven't been here in at least 6 or 7 days.
Yeah, I haven't. Neither of you. What's been going on?
I had a crazy week. I went to the Experience Hendrix concert. Are you a fan of Jimi Hendrix?
Man,
I love Jimi Hendrix.
I'm not in love with Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, I'm in love with Jimi Hendrix. There's two like blues guitars that I love. There's two of many, but Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan are two of my favorites. So they had this big concert where a bunch of guitar slingers were playing Jimi Hendrix songs all night. And Stevie Ray Vaughan's drummer was playing in the band. And there were artists like, you know, Johnny Lang. What's the guy's name from Black Sabbath? God, I'm blanking on his name. Anyways.
You're the musician here. You should
know
his name.
I'm blanking on his name right now. But
Ozzy Osbourne?
No, it's not Ozzy. It's his Ozzy. Zakk Wylde. Zakk Wylde was
Randy
playing.
Randy Rhoads.
Zakk Wylde was playing. They had Johnny Lang, Buddy Guy, like a whole bunch of like amazing. Eric Johnson.
That's the best name ever. Hey, Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy. Hey, Buddy.
What's up, Buddy Guy?
Hey, Guy. Hey, Buddy. Which one's first, you know?
Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy. So, and afterwards, I actually ended up meeting Johnny Lang, which was like, I've been waiting a long time to meet him. I'm a huge fan of his music. He's such a badass musician. And we ended up talking, and I told him, I said, hey man, you know, Derek Trucks is playing on my next record. Derek Trucks plays with Allman Brothers and Eric Clapton. And I was like, man, I would love to have you on that same record. And he was like, man, if you got Derek Trucks on your record, I would love to play on your record. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to waste your time. I played Bonnaroo and I opened up for Dave Matthews Band. I played a bunch of
So they're all going to play on your record?
Yeah.
And they're going to kick you out of the record.
I know, pretty much, right? And you know the cool thing is? Derek Trucks and Johnny Lang, I don't think I've ever played on the same record together. So I don't know if I'm going to have them both on the same track. I think I'm going to have them on separate tracks. The fucked up thing is I haven't even written the record yet. And I'm already recruiting these like badass musicians.
You're writing checks.
So not yet. But I'm just like, I know what you mean. But no, I mean, I have to write the rest of the record. I've only got like maybe 3 or 4 of the songs that I'm going to do. And I'm not even recording within a year, I think. But, dude, it's pretty exciting because I'm going to have 2 of my favorite musicians on the next record. So it just makes me excited. So my week was good, man. Played some shows, saw some shows, and just staying busy, man. That's How about you?
On Friday, I was with our former guest, John DeCosta.
Oh, yeah. I heard there was a bat that flew into the show.
Ventura. That wasn't the show I was at.
Oh, okay.
That was a Saturday night show. I was there for the Friday night show.
I was going to ask you about that. So what happened? How was the show?
It was fun. It was a blast.
You never texted me what time you were on. Yeah. You never texted me.
When I first told you about the show, I gave you all the information right there. And at that point,
no, but you
it's
said
up
you,
to you.
I said, what time are you going
to
be on?
Information.
You said, I'll text you. And I said, okay,
8 o'clock.
Cool.
The show starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me what
and
time
you said,
you
okay,
were
cool.
Be on.
I might be coming down that way, and I'd probably be able to stop in. I'm like, okay, cool.
Well, you know what happened? We didn't end up leaving town.
On the way to your gigs, are you texting people to show up?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Why?
Because that's what I do. Because who wants to play for an empty house? Except comedians don't really play for an empty house, do you?
Yeah, they do.
A lot?
Well, I mean, it depends on the gig.
So, what's like...
I did a show in Bakersfield on Thursday where we did a benefit, me and 2 other former guests of the show, Sean Halpin, and I think Sean was our first guest ever on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
And
he was great.
Jen Murphy. And we did a benefit up in Bakersfield, and Bakersfield crowds are always fun because there's nothing to do in Bakersfield. Exactly. Exactly what Bakersfield is like, except you can hear meth being made. And they, some lady, I did my Chihuahua bit, you know, that old Chihuahua bit I do where I kick a bunch of Chihuahua, fake Chihuahuas.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And some dog-loving lady in the audience got all mad and stormed out.
Really?
And I didn't even know this. And then after the show, you're doing like the meet and greet with everybody afterwards. And then she comes up, she's like, I'll kick you. And then she kicked me in the leg. Missed my crotch by about half a foot.
Did you punch her?
Well, no, no. This is not the climate to be hitting women anymore.
I'm just kidding.
I told her to fuck off and then I moved away.
You told her to fuck off for real?
Yeah. Well, that's all you can do at this point. You can't really.
She literally kicked you like hard?
Yeah.
Like...
She was drunk. She thought she was being funny and kicked me right in the thigh, gave me Charlie horse. And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Wow.
And I stepped over. I just moved away from her.
That's some shattering
news. I've never been here.
I'm just kidding. I've never been
kicked in the leg.
Well, you know what? I guess that's an audience member. Is that a step below or a step above Rotten Tomatoes? I don't know.
I've never had Rotten Tomatoes thrown at me.
But did she like your joke at least, or she was?
No,
just
she was
offended?
Just drunk. She's like, you guys. I laugh when it's funny. When jokes are funny, I laugh. Like she was telling that to all the comedians.
That sucks.
Just one of those shitty.
Were you the only one that got kicked?
I was the only one that got kicked, but she was basically not liking anybody there.
That sucks. What was the club?
It was some like banquet hall they rented. It was a fundraiser. It was a fun show. The show was great up to except for her.
Until you get kicked in the thigh. Now, when you were talking with her, you were like, I can tell this chick is a crazy loon.
Well, I could tell she was fucking drunk, but I didn't think she was going to kick me. I was just doing what you do is you entertain the drunks after the show. But usually they're very complimentary. They're fun or you're, you know, whatever. You joke around with them. But she got all pissy.
Yep. Not
that's
fun.
What happens now.
Seriously, that was how long ago was that? A week ago?
Thursday.
You must have been so excited for the week.
Sorry, I didn't text you before that one.
Again. Yeah, you should have. Why? Where was the text? I told you to let me know. I want to see you, you know, perform more. I love.
Yeah, John and I, we had a fun show. It was a good show.
Yeah. So that must you. Did you talk about that little situation? You got to make a joke out of that somehow.
I don't know. Maybe.
You're like, we'll see.
I want to entertain the audience.
So are you writing a lot of new jokes right now?
I got some stuff in the raw.
Percolating?
In the raw form.
Do you ever like watch like news and just make stories up, like jokes from that?
Rarely. Usually personal experience. Sometimes if it's a weird news story, like the Chihuahua bit was based off of a news story about five Chihuahuas that actually attacked a police officer. And he went to the hospital.
Really?
He had ankle bites. And
wow. Ankle
that,
bites.
That came from a... But if the news story is that ridiculous, I'll make... But I'm not going to... Like, I'm not a news...
Well, I always wonder, like, the late night shows, like, how they are writing stuff on the cuff.
That's not my writing style.
You know? Okay. All right. So, just checking. I don't do that. No.
I don't do day... That's it. I don't do day and date stuff. It'd probably be a better career move, but...
How is your kid enjoying school? I want an update every week.
He loves it. He's got new glasses because he destroyed the other ones because he got hit in the head with a tether ball.
Oh, dude. That would scar me from that game because I got scarred from that game.
He loves that game. But
really?
He got cold cocked.
How? Some kid just
with a tether ball.
Balls and hit him really hard?
Well, yeah, you got hit with the...
Your kid got hit by some balls.
He got balls in the face.
Got balls in the face.
Balls upside the head. So he's got new glasses now. So he's.
Did you
he's
teach him any techniques? Were you like, you got to do the around the world? Isn't that a move in tetherball?
I don't know. I've never played tetherball. I know
ever?
Tetherball, but I'm not.
How do you not know tetherball?
Like I said I know. Game. You're not listening. I said I know tetherball. I don't know the names of the moves.
Okay, around the world is when you throw it like way up. And it's out of reach, and it just goes around the pole. That's called around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Yeah, Eddie.
It's too long. It's too long. Your soundboard sucks.
So, it looks like our special guest is in the room.
He's been sitting here the whole time.
No, he hasn't. He just walked in. Seriously, that's the doorbell for the show. Yeah, you didn't unmute his microphone.
I did now.
Say hello, Joe Nicky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're just catching up on the week. How was your week?
It was good. Before we talk about that, I want to know about you guys have really nice microphones.
Yeah.
And mine looks like Bob Barker's pencil microphone.
You should be honored.
You should be really
honored. Talk about things in the room that no one can see.
Yeah. We should talk about how I have three computer monitors around me and you guys are sitting at an empty table. And we have a tree here.
It's a money tree. You know why? You know why.
Here it comes.
You know why? Because we're money. Don't you forget it.
Take longer to find it.
No, no.
Take longer to find it. God damn it!
I don't have sound.
I know you. Do. Don't you?
I wish you did, and Nikhil didn't.
Okay.
So, Joe.
Yes.
You know, a real fun fact, real quick. Joe and I were roommates back in 11 years ago, I think. Right?
Fact or fun fact?
Fun fact.
More of a fact.
Definitely a fun fact.
Not so much fun.
And Eddie and I met because of this guy over here, Joe Nicky.
This is all Joe's fault.
This is all my fault.
This is all Joe's fault. This whole show, this whole thing is
God
because
damn it!
You basically birthed us to be radio hosts.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Eddie and I did sketch comedy together. We used to get dressed up in superhero tights.
Yeah. We had a very funny sketch. I was Batman. He was Superman.
Yep.
I remember that. That was my favorite sketch in your sketch comedy show.
Superman. The
and then I played music for that sketch comedy show.
You did?
Yeah, Comedy Central Workspace.
That's right.
We did.
You guys should do it again. Reunion
tour. It's too hard to get 99 people on the show.
Reunion tour.
No. That's when there's demand for it. There's no demand.
Everyone's
you don't do a reunion tour when no one gives a shit.
We could text people before the show.
Well, yeah, we could text you on the way
to
the show.
You know what? It would help. It may bring more people than the first time.
First time we had 99 people there.
99 problems, and a bitch ain't one. Another fun fact, Joseph Nicky is Joe's name. And my middle name is Joseph, and everybody calls me Nicky. Fun fact.
He's Nicky Joe, and I'm Joe Nicky.
Yeah, he's Nicky Joe. I'm Nicky Joe, and he's Joe Nicky.
Joe Nicky works. Nicky Joe's a little bit. you know. Nicky Joe.
Dude, don't be a dick, all right?
That made no sense. Your sound bites make no sense.
I just wanted to, like, you know, just be a dick for some
I can just see you, like, swiping on your iPad.
I'm trying. You know what? That's it. I'd shoot you in the leg.
God,
shoot you
so
in
bad.
The leg. So, Joe Nicky.
Yes.
You have been an actor for a while. You also currently own CBT Soft Serve, the ice cream food truck that has been winning number one food truck in LA according to LA Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've been doing some comedy every now and then secretly that you don't tell
us. He secretly does stand up and never
tells us. He secretly does stand up.
Don't tell anyone.
Funny man over here.
Well, you just told people.
Well, I know, but I don't know where you're performing. Anyways,
yeah.
Tell us how you got into acting. Tell us how you got into, you know, Los Angeles. I know you're from Schenectady, New York.
Wow.
The Sticks.
You remember? You could pronounce that.
I remember it. Yes.
Moved out here to study theater at USC.
That's right. Fight on.
That's where you
fight
on, that's Eddie. Where you guys,
that's right.
You guys are doing
yeah,
good.
Fight on.
My father owns restaurants and a comedy club. I think I probably got the acting bug from the comedy club growing up in that.
And what kind of comedians did he have at his...
Everyone before...
John DeCrosta, former
John DeCrosta.
John DeCrosta.
Yeah.
Didn't he have Seinfeld on there, too?
Seinfeld, yeah. Ray Romano, Kevin James, all these now household names.
I met Kevin James, like, 10 years ago, and I was like, man, my friend's dad used to perform at his comedy club, and he was like, oh, yeah. Your dad's name is Joe as well, right?
Tom.
Close. Three letters. Three letters. It's close.
Close enough.
Anyways, Tom, Joe.
I forgot.
So, yeah. Moved out here, went to USC. That's where I met you.
Yep.
And
been all downhill.
All downhill ever since.
A lot of regrets.
Eddie, enough.
A
lot of pain.
God damn it!
A lot of open wounds. A lot of regret. And, yeah. So then after USC, pursued the Groundlings and other sketch comedy places, and that's kind of how I met Eddie, through an agent. They had a client that was in his sketch troupe, and that's how it happened.
Well, you came to see the, what did we do, the Aftermath?
Yep.
And that's
then
where
Anne
Girard?
She was a client.
Oh, yeah, we all had the same commercial agent.
We all had the same commercial agent at the time.
Was that JS?
Yep.
JS Represents?
And then I
didn't know you were with them, Eddie.
I was there. I was there for a long time. I was with them for a while.
Hmm. Yeah. And then just did sketch with Eddie. And the rest is history. Still doing.
But you guys broke up. You guys don't work together anymore.
Well, it wasn't like a band. We did
Dude,
a couple sketch shows.
Why isn't it like a band?
Should be. I think the whole troupe went away. Not just us. It was five or six different sketch groups that just
kind of... Yeah,
it
was the Sitcoms Blow Comedy Theater.
It went away.
Sitcoms Blow.
And then it kind of just disbanded, so...
The end of our world.
And so you're doing like a lot of print stuff too, right? You've been doing. Weren't you the face of the Harley Davidson community for a little bit?
I was.
Tell us about that.
It was funny. I went in for a print audition, and they said, you know, if you ride motorcycles, like, yeah, yeah. But I thought I would bring my Vespa. I'm 6'4". I have a 1966 Vespa. Showed up.
Sorry.
I did it as a joke, just to, like, screw you people, this is funny. And I ended up booking it.
That's awesome.
But I didn't know I had booked it, and I went to the fitting thinking, oh, they're going to throw me in the background. And usually at the fittings, they have you try on one or two things. I was there probably trying on 30 different outfits. It's like, what's going on? Like, do you know which one I'm wearing? They said, you're wearing all of them. So then I went in and talked to production, like, oh, yeah, you're the guy. And they had a picture on the wall and said, we're kind of rebranding, getting away from the ZZ Top, big bearded guys.
Right.
More of a hipster, I don't know what.
Metrosexual
guy on a motorcycle. I'm like, guys, I drive a Vespa.
Ambiguous.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did that.
So you were the face of Harley.
For a short term, I was the face of Harley Davidson. And when my mom was out, was my mom? Maybe it was my aunt. I can't remember.
They look the same.
We're at
they're twins.
There's a big Harley store out in Santa Monica on Lincoln. We're in there, and they're taking a picture. And the woman freaked out. She's like, "Oh no, you can't take pictures in the store." And she's like, "Oh, but that, it was my mom. That's my son. Like, we're sorry, you can't take photos in here."
Really? Yeah. They wouldn't let you take a picture of your own
picture in the store.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. But that was fun. Yeah. Print and commercials, and now ice cream. Still print.
So tell us how you got into ice cream. I mean, we all love ice cream. So tell us this. This is a crazy story.
Well, now you're setting up for crazy.
I know.
So it's got to be fucking nuts.
It better be nuts.
It better be crazy.
Oh god. I found it hard to believe, moving out here, that there was no good soft serve ice cream. When I was at USC before Pinkberry and Yogurtland, there was a place called Penguins.
And I remember Penguins.
Yeah, I don't want Penguins. I want soft serve. Like, go to McDonald's. McDonald's is garbage. I want, like, real soft serve. So it was hard to find. My father's been making it in his restaurants, and I know what good soft serve is back east. Finally opened this year out of frustration. It was...
You're like, I want it, and I can't...
It doesn't exist, so let's just bring it out here and see what happens.
How did the conversation just come about? You're like... You must have talked about it with your dad, or how'd you get the recipe? How'd you do all this?
Even before that, I've worked every shitty actor day job there is since I graduated USC. And I was sitting, I think this epiphany moment happened. I was sitting in my cubicle working for the legal department at a studio, and I was reading this Hollywood Reporter, and it said the top 30 people in Hollywood under 30. Producers, directors, casting directors. And I'm looking at this, and I have two kids. I'm like, these people are going to decide whether my kids go to a good school or not. I can only do so much. These are the decision makers. These are the future decision makers. Yes, I'm still going to pursue that world, but I need to have a little more financial backing so that if these people don't say yes, my kids can still have a decent childhood not be stuck. Whatever. I don't know. That's kind of where it happened. And then it was, Dad, we need to do this. And he said, just get a truck. It's fine. We know the ice cream's good. And I was obsessed with the whole branding and it being LA. It's got to be a cool truck. So I spent 2 years hunting down this 1961 Mr. Softy truck. Took another year to get it restored.
Did you say Mr. Salty truck?
Softy.
Oh, Mr.
Softy is a brand, a soft serve brand in New York City. But it took about a year to convince the health department because it was everything had to be redone. The roofs had to be popped up. The walls had to be knocked out. New sinks. Everything was redone. But I wanted to keep the...
Do you have to get an inspector for a food truck?
Everything's... Yeah. Wow. It's all through the health department. And we opened in March of this year. And I had major panic before we opened because... There's a yoga studio and a juice bar and a gluten-free and a frozen yogurt on every corner. I have a very good-tasting product, but it's none of that. And I didn't know if it would survive in this environment. And so far, it's been really good.
So tell us...
How unhealthy...
Yeah, tell us how unhealthy it is.
It's about 400 calories a serving, which isn't terrible.
No, that's not bad.
And it's funny. You see people at Pinkberry, Menchie's, or any of these yogurt places, and they're dumping... gummy bears.
Yeah.
It's like someone ordering a Diet Coke with their pizza.
Yeah.
Did you say gummy bears?
Yes. So it's actually not that unhealthy, but I think people are looking for the next, ooh, what's the gluten-free, organic, I don't know what, free-range, blah, 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 blah.
You need free-range soft serve.
Free-range.
That would be good.
Free-range soft serve.
Free-range soft serve.
So, okay, you know that the ice cream works in New York. And you're taking a risk in L.A.
Yes.
When did you decide to open? How did you – you had not actually made the ice cream before, correct?
No. We had a recipe. We had a design of a base of what it was going to be made with. And then we have found a dairy out here in Southern California to make that. So they make our branded product.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it was just getting all...
So was there a lot of startup costs to get this going?
The truck itself was a big startup cost. The machinery, the ice cream machine, the generator.
And to get it all renovated and stuff.
Renovated, sure. Yeah. So it was a decent startup cost. But it's been good. We're making our money back.
Wow.
So... But it was definitely a risk of quitting the day job and going all in on this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So were you were working and driving the ice cream truck at one point, or did you just say no?
I left the day job and said, here we go. But then it wasn't
here we go. I'm going to be an ice cream man.
It wasn't a here we go. Next day I'm starting.
Right.
Because that's what I should have done. I should have waited. And the truck didn't pass inspection the first time because there were some more modifications with electrical stuff that needed to be done. So there were a few months of no work. It went from steady job at a studio, full benefits salary, to nothing.
Right.
But luckily, I had a commercial running at the time that was floating. It was a lot of luck. So
everything lined up.
And then at one point, the brakes didn't work.
The brakes didn't work?
Well, I texted him because one day I was going to go get ice cream in his place, like right when you first,
it was
second
like
or week.
Second week so, open, it was so hot.
And you're like, the brakes went out on a hill.
I had never been in Santa Monica. I was coming, thank God, I was driving south on the 405. From the valley, going to Santa Monica, I decided, I'm not going to take the freeway. I'll get off. And I took Sepulveda, and I put my foot to the floor, and there were no brakes. If I was on the freeway, there was nowhere to go. There was the Getty Center Drive parking lot, and I just bailed it last second. And luckily, there was no oncoming traffic.
So you are a little roller coaster ride.
Eddie, you deal with these sound bites?
I know. I want to fucking break his iPad in two.
Easy, every show.
See, week two,
audience doesn't like that.
Week two could have ended the business if I had hit a family.
What did you? But wait, where did? How did you get to stop?
It rolled to a stop. I literally was driving down Sepulveda. There's a light in front of me. It was not red. If it was red, I would have probably slammed the person in front of me. There's a parking lot to my left. There was no oncoming traffic, and I just bailed it to the left and slowly cruised to a stop. And the parking attendant was like, what the hell is that guy doing? It's like, and then he got mad at me. He's like, you can't stay here. We have an event at the Getty. You can't stay. I'm like, I don't have any brakes. Would you like some ice cream? We're not going anywhere. So then I had to get a tow, but I had a whole truck full of ice cream. So I had my neighbors driving over, taking all the product off the truck. It was a whole deal.
Oh, my God.
But now I have brakes.
Well, yeah, you should have thought that before you opened it. That should be.
How did you not get that checked?
Well, there were a lot of things that were not done properly with the initial build of the truck. I had to have it rebuilt in L.A. It was built somewhere else. It was a lot of drama.
Wow. And I've seen the truck. It's pretty funky.
Thank you.
How did you think of the color scheme?
Well, we only sell chocolate and vanilla and Twist, which is both. So that's why the company's called CBT. Twist. So, yeah, the color.
Did you think of going with Swirl so it could be CVS?
CVS was
like
taken. It was so weird.
Is that what you were going to go with originally?
So, yeah, CVT. And we decided to go with chocolate and vanilla as the colors.
Do you guys do sprinkles?
We do rainbow sprinkles and chocolate sprinkles and sea salt.
So tell me how you thought of adding sea salt. I love that you do that.
I always put salt on my ice cream.
What about bacon?
Really? You've always put salt on your ice? That's crazy.
I can't say always. My brother went to Penn State, and there was a place down there that sold pretzel ice cream cones. So as it's melting, you're getting the salt of the pretzels.
Yeah. Sweet and salt always tastes good together.
Yeah,
so I started putting salt on my ice cream. Like, let's try it. And it's our top seller.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to try that next time. I've had the ice cream. Eddie, have you had the ice cream yet?
I have not. One time I wanted to go, he almost killed several people, including himself.
So it's just, you're putting on the brakes for the ice cream for a little bit?
Yeah. Well, because it's obviously bad karma that I want ice cream, he could die. So I'm not going to get ice cream.
Well, I've had the ice cream. I think I had, did I have the swirl? I had the swirl.
I don't remember yet.
I think I had the swirl.
You don't remember every ice cream you served?
No.
You should. I think I had the swirl with the chocolate sprinkles.
I'll tell you.
It was so good.
Today, I was at an audition. This girl is in the waiting room. She's like, oh my God, I know you from somewhere. I'm kind of excited, maybe she saw a commercial or something. She's like, ice cream truck.
Yeah, I'm the ice cream man.
Yeah,
I'm the ice cream
man. I sell you at the Melrose Farmer's Market. Oh, cool.
You're
thanks.
Do you drive the truck to auditions?
All the time. I actually have a casting director that knows I drive the truck, and every time she calls me.
She calls you in so she can get ice
cream. I think so, yeah.
Whatever works.
She saves me a spot behind the building, and I hook her up.
Whatever.
She hasn't hooked me up with a national commercial.
Well, you got to start holding out the ice cream a little bit.
Wait, she hooks you with a parking spot and you give her an ice cream cone?
Yeah.
That's not an even trade.
No.
Oh, L.A. it is.
L.A. is, yes.
Parking
yes.
spots gold in L.A.
That's true. Actually, that's true. But not to give a free ice cream cone out.
No. You ought to park up by Runyon near my place.
That's my. I thought about that, but I was like, everyone's all healthy. But maybe they want to.
Have you seen the people hiking Runyon? It's a no. bunch of pigs.
But I was thinking maybe they want to treat themselves after a nice hike.
Yeah, they would.
Well, save me a spot.
Park. I have the driveway.
That's a good idea.
Just block the driveway.
You have the whole driveway.
The whole driveway.
Why did a room
why have I not done this?
I do not know. What you could make a killing up there in the summertime. Anytime. Kind of fucking.
Hey, he gets him. He gets him. That was a good
God
one.
Damn it.
I should block your driveway you block and get driveway. All the Runyon business.
Yeah.
What?
I'll take 10%.
Okay. Your neighbors will love the sound of my generator and my music.
Actually, it was off. I think it was off when I was when I.
No, I put an outside stereo system to kind of numb the noise because it's.
So you had an amazing experience. You just met one of your heroes, Bill Murray.
Yeah.
So tell us about this experience because it was all over Good Morning America, all over the Today Show, all over online for Rolling Stone, Spin Magazine, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what happened. How did you get the opportunity to meet your hero?
Well, we got approached by a location scout in our neighborhood. They're saying we're filming a movie here. And I told my wife, I said, don't ever let anyone film in our house. I've been on many sets where I see lighting guys drilling
hell,
stands
yeah.
into hardwood floors. They're going to wreck the place. It's not worth the money. So I was at work, and I came home, and my wife's like, oh, you know they're filming down the street. They came to us, and I said, no. I was like, oh, what is it? She said, I don't know. And then I saw the location manager, and he said, oh, we're shooting down the street. I was like, what is it? He's like, oh, it's a Bill Murray movie. I was like, call my wife. I'm like, why did you say no to a Bill Murray movie? She's like, I didn't know who was in it. You told me not to let anyone film here.
So they would have filmed in your house?
Yeah, Bill Murray would have filmed
oh
in my house.
Oh, my God.
They wanted to use our house. So I said to the location manager, hey, you know, I'd love to treat the cast and crew to dessert. I own an ice cream business. He's like, yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea. So I said, okay, well, I'm just going to ignore you, and I'm going to do it. So I emailed my entire neighborhood, friends, not you guys.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't get that.
Apparently not.
And I parked the truck at my house, three houses down from where they were shooting, and production slowly started coming up, all of the PAs, everyone on set. And I told them, production did not hire me. I want to meet Bill Murray. They thought I was crazy. Like, what? Like, I want to meet Bill Murray.
Did you call it a Bill Murray ice cream social?
Yeah, it was the Bill Murray ice cream social. I said, just if he's here, I'd love to meet him. Huge inspiration. And they're like, you know, he's a nice guy. You didn't have to give us free ice cream. I'm like, it's fine. I want to do it. So I'm waiting. And then some other people came up like, you know, he might not be in a good mood. This is a bad idea. Then I start second guessing myself. And then sure enough, Bill Murray
shows up
to the
What
truck.
Did he order?
He asked me what the best thing. I said a twist with sea salt. And he's like, well, then I'll have a twist with sea salt. So that's what he
that's
had.
That's awesome.
But it was cool, actually. When he came to the truck, the crew had all known for probably about an hour of what I was trying to do. So they were like proud parents. They all gathered around, started taking pictures. And
did you say, you're my hero? Did you say anything to them?
I don't remember. I think it was too much shock going on. But going back to the pictures, they were kind of dark and not the nicest photos. So I'm like, well, we should go on the truck. He's like, well, let's go on the truck. So I'm like, here, Bill Murray is on my ice cream truck. And
you should have just driven off right then.
Yeah. I should have left.
Taking Bill Murray with you.
Yeah. Took photos, hung out. He loved the truck, loved the ice cream. And then he's like, can you hang out for a bit? I'm like, yeah, Bill Murray, I can hang out for a bit.
I'll do whatever you say, Bill Murray.
Yeah. And then he's like, you know, there's a lot of guys on set, camera crew, they can't get over here. Can we bring them ice cream? I'm like, yes. So
he said that?
Yeah. So
that's amazing, dude.
He tried to pay. I wouldn't pay. Like, he was such a nice guy. And I'm running ice cream to Barry Levinson, who was directing all the people on set. I'm like, this is just surreal.
That's awesome.
So that was the end of the Bill Murray experience. I took photos.
Did you tell him he was a huge influence? You don't remember any of that?
No, I remember. I was like, yeah, you're my idol.
And he's like, okay, can you put some sea salt on my ice cream?
You're more ice cream. No, it was really cool. But there was nothing crazy. I mean, I think people want to hear this. What was the craziest thing that he did? Or something. There was nothing. He's at work. I was respecting the fact that he was at work. He was just...
And he was with his daughter? Or?
No, the girl in the photo is actually...
His daughter in
the movie? No, daughter in the movie. Or I don't even know if she's in the movie. I don't know if it's his daughter or not. But that was I was going to post the photo on Instagram, Facebook, and be done with it. And we have a mutual friend, Chris.
That's right. He's going to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had to bump him next week. He's going to be in December, but he's going to be on the show.
So Chris told me, he said, Reddit loves Bill Murray stories. You should post it to Reddit. And I swear, I had no idea. I was like, what's Reddit? He said, I'll post it. So he posted to Reddit the next day, and he's calling me like a stockbroker. He's like, you're on the third page. You're on the second page. He called me, he's screaming, you are the number one post on Reddit. Like, what does that mean? Awesome. What does that mean? He's like, millions of people have seen your photo, and it's about to go viral. I was like, yeah, or whatever. And then the next morning, my inbox was full of all these media outlets that wanted to know about what happened. And was one, I think one just left it to the Gawker, Perez Hilton, and then Vanity Fair picked it up, New York Magazine, Today Show, blah, blah, blah. And that was
amazing.
It. It was you couldn't pay for that press. It was great.
Did they call you and ask you like
they want to know?
The show or
they wanted. Can we use your photos? Can we talk about this Bill Murray ice cream social? And it sounds kind of cheesy, but ABC World News, Diane Sawyer's producers called, and I was like, at this point, I'm like, guys, this is cool, but I don't know that this is like world news story.
And it is to the newest outlet.
So they said to me. Bill Murray goes out and does really crazy stuff, and you seeked him out and got him. That hasn't happened yet. It's usually the other way around. Bill just goes and shows up random places, but you right. actually seeked him out and he came, and that's inspirational. It's like, well, when you put it that way,
inspirational.
It's a little bit of heavy.
That's what the news considers inspiration.
Yep, inspiration.
You wanted Bill Murray and he came.
Yep. Magical, just magical.
So much inspiration magical. In the world.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, that was end of July. Story was kind of over. That's great. That happened. And then last week, he had a movie come out, I think it's St. Vincent, and yeah. New York Post called and said, we're doing a Bill Murray story, can we post your photos? So we were in the Post last week, and then Rolling Stone, same thing, they're thinking of doing another Bill Murray post. And
that's awesome.
So it's good, it's great press.
Is he going to be in the magazine? I'm a subscriber.
Yeah. Why don't you take the truck to the premiere?
I should. No, I told him, look, as long as you're promoting the business and mention our business name, I'm happy. But I think they want something that didn't happen, like, what's the craziest thing you did? I'm like, we didn't sing karaoke on the truck.
He put ice cream in his butthole.
Yeah.
Ew, Eddie. Jesus.
That's crazy, dude. That's crazy.
That's an awesome story.
That would be fucking
And you've also met some other celebrities, too. I think you met Courtney Cox. She tweeted about the ice cream,
She tweeted
too.
About the ice cream on our first day open.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so dope. How did she hear about it? Did she just see the ice cream truck and her kids were like, I want the ice cream!
Well, the thing with that, which kind of opened my eyes, was I wasn't on Twitter before the business, and that night after she tweeted out about the business, I went to Westwood and we were busy. I was like, okay, people aren't just clicking a like button, they're actually getting out of their
daily routine
and they're coming to us because Courtney Cox said the ice cream was good. So yeah, it was. Now I go, every celebrity that comes to the truck, I'm like, you're famous, we're new, let's take a picture.
That's awesome.
It's been good.
You should have taken a picture.
I love that you take a picture with Bill Murray.
I have a wall of fame on my Instagram, but not on the truck.
You have one with Bill Murray, and you have one with Danny McBride.
Danny McBride.
But you didn't get Courtney Cox? What was
she took a photo. She took a photo.
And she didn't give it to you?
No, she posted over menu and ice cream.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I have no shame. The celebrities are usually cool about it. I'm not going to mention the name, but there was one that was not cool about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell me off the air?
Yeah. I'll tell you off the air.
All right.
Come on, man. I just want to get an ice
cream. Our studio audience loves that one.
Oh, my God. So long. It's such a long soundbite. So long.
That's because they're into it. They're into it.
No, they're not into it.
No, they are.
They don't exist.
They are. They really, really are. So tell us, let's get the bullshit out. Where have you been doing stand-up comedy? Oh, you're on the air. Bada-bing, bada-bang.
In the shower and on my ice cream truck.
No, are you not going to tell anybody where you're doing stand-up ever?
No.
You didn't expect me to
ask
that
question.
I
saw Eddie at Room 5 a while back. That was a long time ago.
And Joe was going up and you didn't stay?
No, Eddie was going up. I was trying to get on. They were packed. I left.
Yeah. That was years ago. It was a couple years ago.
Was that long ago?
Had to be.
What was the last time you did stand-up?
I don't remember. We don't talk about it. I like to get natural feedback from people I don't know.
Yeah, but you're going to get it. You don't want your friends to ever see you go up?
No.
You have a long career ahead.
You've never done it? You've never gone up in your dad's club?
No.
That's crazy.
I know.
Why? Why not? Why don't you ask him?
I don't think I needed permission. I think it would be a no-brainer. Of course, I could like MC a show or something. But.
Well, why don't you? You should.
What is this turning into an intervention?
Do it.
That's all this was. We set up a whole radio studio.
Opening the can of whoop ass is what we're doing.
Oh, my God. It's so terrible. So bad.
So tell me what's on par for you for the ice cream food truck. You're expanding, aren't you?
Yeah, we recently purchased 4 more trucks, and we're going to be expanding. Hopefully, we'll have another truck out there within the next year. I'm hoping for the spring.
And do you travel to different cities at all? I've heard.
Yeah, all over. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, what is your Twitter and Facebook?
It's CVT Soft Serve. That's it.
Anything you can tell us about the special recipe?
It's a trade secret. It's proprietary information.
This will be passed on to your kids and their kids and so on?
Yes, like Colonel Sanders.
So who came up with it? Your dad?
Yes and no.
He stole it from somebody, didn't he?
He stole it from...
Who'd he screw over?
Honestly, there's certain ingredients that we don't have access to on the East Coast that we do out here, like certain cocoa and...
Cocaine.
There's certain cocaine... grades of cocaine that work well.
Did you say cocoa? You said there's a certain brand of cocoa.
So when are you going to have the full fleet of CVT soft serve out
there? I want to see how truck two goes.
Are you going to wear a Commodore's hat?
Yes.
You should wear like a funky old school ice cream. You're the ice cream man now.
So I should wear a white shirt, black bow tie, paper hat?
Dude, that would be... I mean, I think that would be awesome, don't you?
Totally.
You probably don't want to do...
You should dress up like an ice cream cone.
Okay.
So what's some of the craziest things that you've encountered while being on your food truck? Bums? I'm sure you've had.
Oh, all the time. They pay. There's, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Can you take their money?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, they make more money than I do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're taking money out of a homeless guy.
I didn't take it. He's like, can I have an ice cream?
He's not taking it.
Here you go. Here's the money.
He's paying for a product.
Yeah. I've met everyone. It's fun in LA, and you guys know this, but I really see it. People don't leave their neighborhood.
Right.
They're not. If you live on the West Side, you're not going to come to the Valley to have. So I get to see all these different pockets, different people, and certain areas. I'm like, well, I don't like those people. Certain areas, I love those people. So
who are the friendliest people?
The Valley.
The Valley's friendly.
Well, I can't see. There's friendly people everywhere.
Yeah.
But as a whole, Studio City, Sherman Oaks are some of the nicest people.
Yeah.
That's why our station's here.
I like it over there.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Where are your hot spots that you go and stop and sell the ice cream?
We're really busy on Sundays. We're at the Melrose Trading Post, which is at Fairfax High, really close to Eddie's house. Don't know why he hasn't been there yet.
Because you have no breaks.
Well, it's Sundays, so that's football day.
Okay.
I watch football all day.
And then Sunday nights, we're at Mendocino Farms, which is right over here.
Sherman Oaks. I love that place. Oh, in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, okay. they have a few locations. But I learned quickly that the restaurants hate the food trucks.
Really? Oh, because you're taking money out of their pockets.
Yeah. So I tried to find restaurants that don't sell dessert. Mendocino Farms doesn't have a big dessert menu. Met with the owners. They said, hey, can we cross-promote and I'll sell it. It's been great. But there are a lot. You say craziest stuff. I'm not going to name names, but people call the cops on you on a daily basis.
Really?
Yeah. They don't want you in Westwood Village. There's a certain dessert place that we all know.
Oh, yes.
They do not like me being in Westwood Village.
So they call the cops on you?
They call the cops. The owner of the company has come out and talked to me. It's just, it's crazy.
Like, wow.
I don't sell what they sell.
They already do it.
They don't sell what I sell.
Yeah.
But it's not just Westwood. It's everywhere.
Right.
People just, I mean, they look at us as, you can come in and take the business, but we also have to pay rent to where we park.
Right.
We pay taxes. I mean.
And all's fair in business. I mean, really.
I could park right in front of, I would never do it, but I could park in front of a Pinkberry.
Wow.
I mean, there's no law against that.
And so what do you do when the owner comes out and he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I just say, I'm allowed to be here. I have my permits. If you have any problems, call law enforcement. Here's a fun story.
That was right on cue. It
doesn't matter if it's a cue. It didn't mean anything to the story.
It's not true. He said call the law enforcement.
I got pulled over on the truck. All right, are we done with the sound bites?
No, we're not done. We're never done with them.
Okay.
They go on forever.
I was ending my day one day driving back to the commissary where we parked the truck at night, and sure enough, lights up, the cops are pulling me over. I'm like, God damn it, they caught me for texting. This sucks. So pull over.
So you're an admitted driver texter.
Oh, I text on drive. It's
an ice cream truck.
In an ice cream truck. It's all
with no brakes.
With no brakes.
But you know what? That's not smart because isn't it like higher up? So people could definitely see you texting.
It's a giant fishbowl. It's all glass. Everyone could see everything. So cops are playing awesome. Like, shit, they caught me for texting. Open the door. I was like, got to try and play it cool. And they were like, do you have any ice cream? I said, what? He goes, oh, my partner here, he follows you on Instagram. We were just wondering if you had any ice cream. I said, did you guys just pull me over for ice cream? Like, yeah. So you guys can have ice cream, but we have to take a picture. So I posted, said, the cops, they're not all about donuts. They have good taste in dessert. And
so you spun it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Awesome. It's on my Instagram. There's a photo there.
They hit the lights and the siren on you and everything?
Yep. So, and those guys are my regulars, and now they have my back. When business owners give me shit, I can just call them and say, hey, These guys are, and they've talked to certain managers of certain restaurants. Like, he's following all the laws, leave him alone. So,
wow.
Yeah, I got pulled over by the cops for ice cream, and now I'm friends with the cops.
So tell us now, I know you're still aspiring to act more, and you go to auditions with the ice cream truck. Tell us, that's just like a comedy waiting to be written.
Yeah, I mean, that's the greatest part about being a mobile business is I don't set hours, so I just can close the window whenever I need to and go drive the truck to auditions.
And like, what do they say? They're like, no, they you the audition? Can I get a twist?
No, they don't see the truck. Right? I parked on the street. They don't see it. But yeah, it's just there's great flexibility, whereas every other crappy day job I worked, I had to get a shift covered as a waiter, or I had to lie to a boss and say I'd have a doctor's appointment or something obnoxious. So this is great.
So I want to drive one of your trucks.
Okay.
I need a job.
Eddie's like, hire me.
I need a job.
He doesn't want to monkey around. And I didn't play the chimp.
Thank
I didn't.
You.
But I was
just couldn't
going
find
to.
It because it's like five pages.
Well, that's not true.
God damn it.
Oh, I have another. You want to hear another fun story?
Yeah.
This is
I also want to know about Danny McBride, so you have to get to that.
Oh, okay.
Too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, foot and mouth moment happened 2 days ago. We won Best Food Truck Los Angeles LA Weekly last week.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Braggart.
Braggart.
Our studio audience loves that. Take a bow. Take a bow.
Self promotion, I know. This girl comes to the truck on Sunday night, and she said, hey, congratulations on Best Food Truck. I saw the article. Oh, thanks. Why isn't it in your window? I was like, I just think that the press is for the website. I don't want to put pictures, celebrity photos, all that stuff. It's a great honor, blah, blah, blah. So, oh, okay. She got her card. She goes, here's my card. She's from the LA Weekly.
Oh, that
yeah,
sucks.
So then I said a foot and mouth blah. And she's like, no, it's fine. But yeah.
Yeah, but who puts press on a food truck?
A lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah, if you take a celebrity photo, they put it up in the window. We won best this, best that. I don't know. I think it's kind of weird.
And what's good about, I've seen some other soft serve or other ice cream trucks,
mm-hmm.
food trucks around, and yours is the best looking one.
Well, thank you.
Which I think
it's very
means
cool.
a lot.
Thank you.
Maybe it attracts people too, because I've seen some of you kind of like, this is kind of
that's
down.
A molester that hangs out around
yeah.
playgrounds.
It's like, I'm going to get ice cream. But what do I have to give up for this ice cream?
You got to play some funky music.
I do. I play everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We got a full sound.
You don't play the...
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So tell me about meeting Danny McBride.
Danny McBride was... It was, I think, a day or two after the Bill Murray story broke. I saw him in Studio City, and he came by. And, yeah, it was...
Did he say that I saw the Bill
no,
Murray story?
No, he is a Southern gentleman. He is probably the polar opposite of his character on Eastbound and Down. He's such a nice guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I wonder if he even... I don't even know...
What did he order?
Oh, I don't remember.
Come on,
he had one of three choices.
Why do you care what they ordered?
I just want to see what people are ordering.
It's either chocolate, vanilla, or twirl. Yeah. It's not like...
What are you going to order,
it's
Eddie?
Not some exotic...
Well, you know, it's like... If he likes chocolate, then it's like, oh, we got something in common. If he likes vanilla, I'd be like, oh, that sounds boring. If he's like feeling a little twist, he's an adventurous kind of guy.
Yeah.
Just asking.
Yeah.
These are good questions.
My go-to with
these are terrible questions.
With Danny McBride or any celebrity, I usually say, I'm not going to pretend like I don't know you.
Right.
And then I ask for a photo, and they're usually cool. And
except for this one person. We'll
except
find
for
this
one
later.
Person.
We'll find out later.
Yeah. And then I'll tell you guys.
And then you'll tell.
So, what's your plan for what are you doing tomorrow?
We will be in Century City at Nakatomi Plaza.
The Die Hard building.
Die Hard building. For lunch, 11:30 to 2:30, and then we'll be at Mendocino Farms at night for dinner from 5 to 9. That's our big day tomorrow. And we post the schedule each night for the next day. A lot of food trucks, they post their week. We don't do that. One, because we get a lot of last-minute private parties where we don't know.
Right.
But also because I get...
Do you ever sell out of ice cream?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a weekly thing or a daily thing.
We can hold a certain number of servings on the truck, and once we're out, we're out, and that's it.
Wow.
So.
CBT soft serve.
Fucking annoying. Oh, God.
Too funny.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, once again, say all your Twitter handles.
Oh, yeah. So Twitter is CVT Soft Serve. Facebook is CVT Soft Serve. And Instagram, this one's different. Actually, it's not. It's CVT Soft Serve.
Now, you also, I mean, we can talk some more of your passion projects with the last 5 minutes of the show.
Okay.
You're an actor,
yeah.
And you do. Do you still do the show where the Goonies? Show?
Oh yes. I'm part of a monthly show called The Drinking Game. I think their Twitter handle and all of Facebook's also called A Drinking Game. It's a stage reading of a classic movie turned into an interactive game.
Where do you guys perform that at?
We have been performing at a place called Jet Studios in North Hollywood, Acme. We did a place... We're all over. You have to check once a month, but...
is there a website?
Yeah.
AdrinkingGame.com.
AdrinkingGame.com.
Yeah. So basically the way it works is...
Does the audience get to drink along with you?
If they want, they're encouraged to participate. But the way it works is there are keywords in the script. So, for example, if we're doing Karate Kid, every time the word karate was said, a bell goes off and everyone has to drink or encouraged to drink. And then if you're playing as an actor, if you're playing that character and your character name is said, you have to drink. So every time Miyagi is said, the actor that's playing Mr. Miyagi has to drink.
That's awesome.
My worst one for me personally was Top Gun. I was playing Cougar, the guy that has to try and land the plane at the very beginning of the movie,
and he
can't do it. And Cougar is said 37 times in the first 5 minutes. You got this, Cougar. Cougar, you're fine, Cougar. Land the plane, Cougar.
And Cougar.
I could not read my script by intermission. It was brutal.
That's awesome.
Is it a staged reading? Are you actually walking and blocking out?
We're not blocking. We're sitting in chairs, but we're dressed in costume, and we have to match the voices as closely as we can. We're doing Lost Boys this month.
And what's the drink of choice?
For me, it's beer. Our producer, Natalie, she's tough. She drinks Jack Daniels.
Jesus. Oh, my God. She does a shot of Jack Daniels every time?
Pretty much. Sometimes she just takes the bottle and drinks it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
But yeah,
does it get really sloppy?
It gets really sloppy. I learned, we were at this place called the Next Stage Theater in Hollywood.
Yeah, I know the Next Stage.
Yeah, and I found
out. That's tiny.
It's really tiny. I found out afterward that they hold an AA meeting there. So we're doing this drinking game. People are throwing up in the parking lot. And then people are going to AA right after the show? Right after. It reeks of booze.
There's a drinking game, and then there's an AA meeting right after.
Right after.
That's ridiculous.
But I would if anyone's looking for a fun night out, I would encourage it. AdrinkingGame.com.
And you can find the schedules there.
Yeah. We're doing Lost Boys.
When are you doing it?
I don't know. This is really shitty. We're doing it in October because it's a Halloween
movie. I was trying to plug some other
stuff.
I know.
DrinkingGame.com. Check it out.
Okay. The drinking game or
a.
just drinking game? A drinking
a
game.
Or
a
drinking game.
DrinkingGame.com.
And the audience gets pretty plowed too with you guys?
Yeah. I mean, we ask that there are designated drivers, but yeah, it gets pretty sloppy. And then towards the end, people are all... I mean, there's such popular movies that people are saying the lines. It's just a total mess.
So what movies have you done so far? You've done Top Gun.
Ghostbusters, Office Space.
Have you done Evil Dead?
We have not done Evil Dead. Blazing Saddles.
Oh, nice.
Which is just really uncomfortable. There's some bad language in that.
Well, yeah, there's about 30 N-words in there.
Yes. Yeah, and yeah, so that wasn't... Die Hard was my favorite.
That's awesome.
Who are you in Die Hard?
Joe Takagi. who else?
Who were you in all the movies?
I was Sloth in Goonies.
That's awesome. That's like your dream come true.
I think I was typecast. They're like, you look like Sloth.
No, you probably nominated yourself.
Yeah.
You're like,
what else? I play whatever they throw at me. I'm not.
Well, who else? Who did you play in Top Gun? You said Cougar.
And then 10 other pilots. I don't know. Pilot number 4. Yeah.
And do you guys rehearse?
We do a rehearsal before because. If there's like a dance number in the show, we do that.
Do you drink at the rehearsal?
We do not drink at the rehearsal, but we're required to mark all the drinking words and when our character name is said in the script because there's a lot of drink police in the crowd. If you forget, they get mad at you. Like, they just said Cougar and he didn't drink. So it's
assholes.
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
So you're going to do Lost Boys? What's next after Lost Boys?
They don't tell. The producers don't tell us. They want our opinion. I'm dying to do... I want to do The Hangover. I know it's not old enough. They like to do more 80s movies.
Do Bill and Ted's.
We're going to do Bill and Ted's.
Great idea.
Yeah, I want to do Revenge of the Nerds.
Hell yeah. What about Airplane?
Bachelor Party.
What about The Jerk?
Do Bachelor Party.
What about The Money Pit?
We should do all of
The Money Pit?
That's a classic movie.
That's not a classic movie.
Are you kidding me?
The Money Pit?
The Money Pit with Tom Hanks?
Not a classic movie.
Oh, bullshit. Have you seen The Money Pit?
Anything with Shelley Long in it is not a classic movie.
Troop Beverly Hills?
Not a classic
not a classic. The Money Pit is pretty classic.
Wow.
That's one of his best movies.
What?
The Money Pit? So good. You need to watch that again.
Money Pit is not a classic movie.
I like The Money Pit. I don't know if it'll be in his obituary.
Yeah.
I bet it will. You wait.
Forrest Gump. Philadelphia.
The Money Pit.
No, I mean, but that's when he was like starting. You know what I mean? That's what makes it so great.
Splash over The Money Pit.
You guys should do The Castaway. Just have one actor
just
up there.
The whole time.
I was trashed by himself.
I think we should do wildly inappropriate movies. Like really dark stuff. but they didn't.
Oh, like Saw.
Saw.
Oh, that would be gory. Yeah, you guys are doing Lost Boys for Halloween, obviously.
Yeah, last year we did Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's awesome. Yep. Dude, I've never seen these or heard of that you were doing this. That's
well, we're crazy. Facebook friends, and it's on my Facebook. So.
Well, I knew. You guys are roommates.
Eddie hasn't been there either. So
he, yeah, well, I'll actually come. Just text me.
You don't have to drink. You can drink
that's
water.
That's the fun of it.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You don't have to.
Yeah.
So what else is on par for you?
Like, you got 1 minute left to plug whatever you want to plug.
I don't want
to plug it.
Ice cream.
it's your chance to make your epitaph in your tombstone. What do you want in your tombstone?
Let's plug ice cream. Let's plug a drinking game. I'm happy with that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So check you out at cvtsoftserve.com.
Do we have to say .com or is that
I think
known?
You don't have to say www.
Okay. No, because there's .net, .org.
www.
HTTP.
HTTP /www.cvtsoftserve.com or adrinkingeating.com.
And then find Joe Nicky. Check him out. If you're famous, get a picture with him. If not, he doesn't really want it.
I don't care.
He doesn't really care if you get his ice cream or not. He's a star fucker. Thank you guys for tuning in. Wake up, Hollywood. For Nikhil Karula.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
And our guest, Joe Nicky. Bye, everybody.